Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 122 for Thursday, October 29th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished weaker in narrow, choppy trading Thursday, following losses in U.S. soybeans and soy oil. Canola was down to $2 to $4.50, with the January contract down $3.20 at $471.40 per ton. The Canadian dollar was higher, which weighed on canola, and strength in the currency made canola less desirable to foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil was also lower, which contributed to the losses. Rain in Brazil is helping alleviate concerns over excess dryness within soybean fields. Traders expect the next report from Statistics Canada to point toward larger canola supplies as well. However, gains in European rapeseed futures helped to limit the losses. A lack of fund selling also propped up values, as many sellers looked around in vain for a buyer. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 2 cents, with the January contract at $8.79 per bushel. Soybeans were pressured from sluggish U.S. sales and improving weather in Brazil. According to the USDA, soybean sales in the U.S. last week totaled about 2.2 million tons, which was at the high end of traders' expectations. Some farmers have reportedly wrapped up harvest early due to the gloomy market conditions. Corn was 3 to 4 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.80 per bushel. Demand for U.S. corn has been better than expected. Last week, net sales broke the 700,000-ton mark, which topped analysts' estimates of 600,000 tons. However, the gains were limited by strength in the Brazilian corn market. Wheat was up 7 to 8 cents, with the December contract coming in at $5.15 a bushel. Wheat prices were supported by the USDA's weekly report that showed net sales totaling 550,000 metric tons last week. That far exceeds the analyst estimates, which had called for just 2 to 500,000 tons. The European Union has also announced it has rejected a proposed ban on genetically modified feed imports and food. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, October 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.